card after
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始的时候，我们来读几处的圣经。
Before we start, let's read a few passages.
第一处翻到以弗所书第四章。
The first passage we're going to read is from Ephesians chapter 4.
我们都很熟悉以弗所书第四章十三节。
We're all familiar with Ephesians 4:13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ
好接下来我们要读翻到旧约列王记下第二章
Next let's turn to the Old Testament 2 Kings chapter 2
列王记下第二章
Second King chapter 2
第一第二节
First and second verses
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往以利亚对以利沙说耶和华差我往伯特利去你可以在这里等候以利沙说我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你于是二人下到伯特利
Verse 1 and 2, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in the whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elisha said, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel.
第三节第四节
Verse 3 and 4
住伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙对他说耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你你知道不知道他说我知道你们不要作声以利亚对以利沙说耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去你可以在这里等候以利沙说我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你于是二人到了耶利哥
The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and askedDo you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, Elisha replied, but do not speak of it. Then Elijah said to him, Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he replied, As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho.
第五、第六节
Verse 5 and 6
往耶利哥住耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙对他说耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你你知道不知道他说我知道你们不要作声以利亚对以利沙说耶和华差遣我往约旦河去你可以在这里等候以利沙说我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你于是二人一同前往
The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked himDo you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, he replied, but do not speak of it. Then Elijah said to him, Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So the two of them walked on.
第七节到第十节
Verse 7 through 10
有先知门徒去了五十人远远地站在他们对面二人在约旦河边站住以利亚 将自己的外衣卷起来用以打水水就左右分开二人走干地而过过去之后以利亚对以利沙说我未曾被接去离开你你要我为你做什么只管求我以利沙说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我以利亚说你所求的难得虽然如此我被接去离开你的时候你若看见我就必得着不然必得不着了
Verse 7 50 men of the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan Elijah took his cloak rolled it up and struck the water with it the water divided to the right and to the left and the two of them crossed over the dry groundWhen they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said, "yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not."
最后十一节到第十四节。
Finally, verses 11 through 14.
他们正走着说话，忽然有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河旁边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart. He picked up the cloak and had fallen from Elijah, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over.
低头有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，早晨我们还有机会一起能够来聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for this morning. We still have the opportunity to gather before you.
我们感谢你，因为是神的羔羊能够来拯救我们。
We thank you because it's the Lamb of God who came to save us.
我们也感谢你，神的羔羊今天也带领我们。
We thank you for the Lamb of God is leading us today.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
Wherever the Lamb of God goes, we follow.
今天神的羔羊就要带领我们继续的往前。
Today, the Lamb of God will continue to lead us forward.
也让我们能够来随着羔羊的脚中不断的往前。
So that we can also follow the footsteps and move forward.
所以我们就把下面这点时间，我们就恭敬交在恩主的手中。
We place the following time into your hand.
无论是我们来分享的，无论是我们翻译的弟兄，无论是我们在下面的，我们都一同在一个圣灵的当中，能够来跟随我们羔羊往前。
Whether it is the sharing or translating or the listening ones, we all in unity to follow the Lamb of God.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我想我们都知道，我们每一个重生得救的人都有了神的生命。
As we all know, each one of us who have been reborn and saved, we have this new life.
我们也知道一切有生命的事物都有一个规律，就是成长。
We also know that everything with life follows a certain pattern, which is growth.
成长是生命的一个正常的一个表现。
Growth is a normal expression of life.
一切有生命的，主要不是死的，都会成长。
Anything with life, as long as it's not dead, will grow.
都会从小到大的长大起来，这是生命的一个正常的表现。
Will also progress from small to large. This is a normal expression of life.
就像今天在我们当中的孩子，他们的小的时候都是被我们抱在手上的。
Just like the children among us today, when they were little, they were held in our arms.
到现在都一个非常的高高大大的。
And now each of them is tall and grown.
同样，我们属灵的生命的表现也是成长，也要不断的长进。
Similarly, the expression of our spiritual life is also growth.
当我们感觉到我们生命的属灵的生命不再成长的时候，或者成长的非常慢的时候，我们就要来看看我们自己到底什么事情在我们身上阻碍了我们属灵生命的成长。
When we feel that our spiritual life is no longer growing or growing very slowly, we need to examine ourselves and see what hinders the growth of our life.
我们的生命有没有被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐给挤住了呢？
Has our life been crowded by the concerns of this life, wealth and entertainment?
我们的生命有没有被我们的生活、我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的孩子给缠住了呢？
Has our life been entangled by our daily life, work, family and children?
或者当我们遇到了一些艰难困苦，我们是不是就停滞不前，甚至退后了呢？
Or when we encounter difficulties or hardships, do we just stagnate and even regress?
其实我们看到很多的时候，其实是我们遇到的一些好事反而影响到我们生命的成长。
Many times, it is the good things that we encounter, affect the growth of our life.
就像那个富有的少年官，在他的身上有太多的好事。
Just like the young rich man who had many good things in his life.
但他所拥有的这一切事物却阻碍了他生命的成长。
But all these good things he owned hinder the growth of his life.
如果我现在有一个非常好的或者叫做 dream job,或者是让我在努力要得着这个 dream job, 我是不是应该花更多的时间更多的精力来好好努力呢？
If I have this dream job or I strive to, for one, should I not invest more time and effort into it?
如果我有一个非常好的房子，有一个非常大的院子，我是不是要多花点时间跟精力来好好的打理呢？
If I have a very good house and a big yard, should I not spend more time investing, to it?
如果我有一个非常有天分、非常 talent 的孩子，我是不是要多花点时间跟精力好好的培养呢？
If I have a very talented child, should I not invest more time and effort nurturing him or her?
所以我们要时常的被神来提醒，不要让神赐给我们的这些好事反而影响了我们生命的成长。
Therefore, we need to be reminded and not let these good things God gave us hinder the growth of our life.
我们要来挪去一切拦阻我们生命成长的事物，好让我们的属灵生命能够不断的成长，让我们能够不断的追求长进。
We need to remove everything that hinders the growth of life so that our life can continually grow and progress.
如果我们的生命还是在不断的长进，我们要感谢我们的主。
If our lives still constantly progressing, we need to thank our Lord.
但同时我们不能只是满足于生命有一些长进。
But we should not just be satisfied with some progress in the life.
而是要不断地追求，以至于叫我们的生命成熟。
But we need to continually strive, so that our life can become mature.
生命的表现不仅仅只是不断地成长，生命的表现更是要达到成熟。
The manifestation of life is not just continuous growth, it is also reaching maturity.
我们不仅要成长，而且要长成。
We not only need to grow, but also to become a fully grown man.
我们的生命不应该就是随随便便的长，我们生命的成长是有一个目标的。
Our life should not just grow randomly, but we should grow with the purpose.
我们开始所读的以弗所书说到，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The scripture we read at the very beginning, in Ephesians, it says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
神的旨意是要我们不断的成长，能得以长大成人，就是我们最终能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
God's will is for us to grow continuously and become mature, ultimately being conformed to the image of His Son.
神不喜悦我们停留在小孩子的光景，他要我们长大成人。
God is not pleased with us remaining in the state of children. He desires us to grow into maturity.
不错，主耶稣是要我们有小孩子的样子，是 childlike。
Yes, Jesus wants us to be like children, like childlike.
但绝不是要我们做小孩子。
Not for us to become the children.
我们要有小孩子的样子，我们要简单，我们要单纯，就像上个主日我们弟兄所分享的。
We should have the simplicity and purity of the children, just like the brother shared last Sunday.
但不是做小孩子，因为小孩子是充满了小孩子气 ，childish。
But we should not become the little children because they are characterized by childishness.
这也是神在圣经当中一直来向我们启示的。
And this is also constantly revealed to us in the Bible.
神不要我们在基督里为婴孩。
God does not want us to be infants.
我们要在心智上不要做小孩子，在心智上总要做大人。
We should not think like infants, but like adults.
我们要做大丈夫，要刚强。
We are to be men of courage and be strong.
神要基督成形在我们的里面。
God wants Christ to be formed in us.
神要我们离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
He wants us to leave the elementary teachings, about Christ and go on to maturity.
神是要我们长大成人，成为基督样子的人。
He wants us to become a fully grown man and become the people with the likeness of Christ.
不仅我们每个人要被磨成基督的样子，而且神的心意是我们众人得以长大成人。
It is not only about each one of us being conformed to the likeness of Christ, but God's intention is for all of us to become a fully grown man.
基督的身体，他的教会有满有基督长成的身量。
The body of Christ, His church, is to be filled with the fullness of Christ.
如果我们不能长大成人，那么基督的身体，他的教会就不会有基督长成的身量。
If we do not become a fully grown man, then the body of Christ, His church, will not attain the fullness of Christ.
所以我们要长大成人，不仅是为着我们自己，更是为着基督的身体，他的教会。
Therefore, we need to become a fully grown man, not just for ourselves, but for the sake of the body of Christ, His church.
圣经中有一句话很好地总结了神的这个心意。
There's a verse in the Bible that summarizes God's will.
在创世纪第二章中，神说到人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
In Genesis chapter 2, it says, For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
只有一个长大成人的人才能真正离开父母。
Only a person who has become a fully grown man, can truly leave his parents.
也只有一个长大成人的人才能与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And only a person who has become a fully grown man can be united with his wife and become one flesh.
这不仅说到我们每一个人长大成人的光景，而且这也是关乎到神的旨意，是指着基督跟教会说的。
And this not only speaks of the growth of each one of us into maturity, but it's also about God's will, referring to Christ and His church.
我们今天就是基督的身体。只有当这个身体长大成人的时候，我们的新郎才会来迎接他的教会，作为他的心腹，与他联合。
Today we're the body of Christ. Only when the body is fully grown, our bridegroom can return to receive his church as his bride and unite with him.
这个身体如果没有长大成人，没有达到基督长成的身量，我们的主就不会来迎接他的心腹，因为他不能娶一个没有长大成人的人能够来成为他的心腹。
If the body does not fully grow and does not reach the fullness of Christ, our Lord cannot come to receive His bride.
我们在波饼聚会最后，我们一起大家一起唱的一首诗歌叫《请了主啊，请来》。
During the worship time, the last song we sang was, O Lord, come.
不是我们的主不肯来。
It's not that our Lord doesn't want to come.
主已经预备好了，他可以马上就来。
The Lord is prepared, well prepared. He can come right away.
而是主现在还不能来。
It's because the Lord cannot come now.
因为他的心腹还没有预备好。
Because his bride is not ready yet.
所以我们作为基督的身体一定要长大，一定要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Therefore, as the body of Christ, we need to grow to maturity, to the fullness of Christ.
是为着迎接我们主的来，再来，是为着与他联合。
It is for the purpose of Christ's return and the purpose of union with him.
我们现在在地上等候主的再来，不是就这样随便随随便便的等候。
We're not just waiting casually on this earth when we wait for the Lord.
我们的等候是要得以长大成人的等候。
Our waiting is for the attainment of maturity.
真正等候主的再来，就是等到我们众人得以长大成人。
Truly waiting for the Lord's return is to wait until all of us have become a fully grown man.
那么我们怎么知道我们是不是已经长大成人了呢？
So how do we know if we are fully grown?
在旧约的时代好像比较简单。
In the Old Testament, it seems simple.
当时以色列人长成什么样子，基本上就是按照他们的年龄来算的。
The maturity of Israelites were determined by their age.
在民数记中说到，以色列人全会众所有的支派满了20岁才能出去打仗。
In the book of Numbers, it's mentioned that all the men of Israel from every tribe had to be at least 20 years old in order to go to the war.
我想能够出去打仗的应该算是长大成人了。
So this suggests that being able to go to war represents that this man is a fully grown man.
而要说到要服侍的利未人，他们则要到30岁才能在会幕里办事。
Regarding the Levites who were to serve in the tabernacle,They have to be 30 years old in order to start their service.
好像对利未人来说，30岁对他们来说才算长大成人。
So for Levites, it looks like reaching 30, was considered maturity.
同样，我们生活在地上，往往也会从年龄上来看一个人是否长大成人了。
Also, in our earthly lives, we often gauge one person's maturity based on the age.
我们一般来说，当一个人18岁了，他就成人了，是一个 adult。
We often say that once one person reaches 18 year old, he or she is an adult.
他们就可以离开父母，自己独立做很多的事了。
They can now leave their parents and take on various responsibilities.
今年我们家的老大刚过了18岁，算是成人了。
This year, our older child has turned 18. And that's considered adult now.
我还特意查了一下，在美国18岁以后，他不用父母同意，到底可以做些什么。
I even checked what he could do without the consent of parents once he turned 18.
我发现基本上他不用父母的同意，可以做任何的事，只要不犯法。
I found that once he turned 18, he could basically do anything without the consent of parents as long as it's not illegal.
同时我也查了不经过他的同意，我们做父母的不能做什么。
I also checked without his consent and permission, we as parents cannot do anything either.
我发现不经过他的同意，我们父母不能看他学校的成绩。
I also discovered that without his permission, we as parents cannot check on his grades.
其实我们都知道，一个人是否长大成人到成熟的地步，不仅仅只是关乎人的年龄的大小。
However, we all know that whether someone has truly grown into maturity and it's not solely determined by age.
在美国，你到了十八岁，你就拥有了投票权，你就可以选总统。
In the U.S., once you reach 18, you can vote for the president.
但你却不能被选为总统。
But you cannot be elected or run for presidency.
我不知道大家是不是知道。
I don't know if we know this. Why?
因为法律上规定，美国总统的最小年龄是35岁。
Because it's required by the law that the minimum age to run for president is 35 years old.
我们看到世人有许多关于成人或者成熟的定义。
So we see there are many different definitions of adulthood and maturity.
它有从年龄上的，有从心理上的，有从法律上的。
It can be from age, psychology, or legal perspectives.
也有从为人处事，从经济上的，从生活能力上的等等。
It can also be from the way one conducts themselves, the economic standing.
世人有许多不同的标准来定义长大成人。
There are many different standards to define growing into maturity.
但我们知道，神看人不像人看人。
But we know that God sees people differently than humans do.
所以我们要来寻求神眼中的长大成人是什么样子的。
Therefore, we need to seek to understand what growing into maturity looks like in God's eyes.
好叫我们能在神的心意里面生命不断的成长。
So that we can continually grow in His will.
能够成为合神心意的长大成人。
And become the fully grown man that aligns with God's heart.
所以下面我们要从圣经旧约当中的一个人物的身上来看，他为什么在神的眼中是一个长大成人的人。
Next, let's look at a figure in the Old Testament and then see and understand why in God's eyes he is a fully grown man.
他是长大成人的人，是一个能够被神能够来拣选、被神使用的人。
He was considered a fully grown man, and therefore was chosen to be used by God.
这个人物就是以利沙。
And this man is Elisha.
我们知道以利沙生活在当时一个非常弯曲悖逆的时代。
We know Elisha lived in a crooked and rebellious generation.
他当时所生活的以色列的国是落在一个非常黑暗败坏的光景的当中。
The kingdom of Israel Elisha lived in fell into the condition of extreme darkness and depravity.
我们知道在耶洗别的影响下，整个以色列的国他们远离神。
Under the influence of Jezebel, the entire nation had turned away from God.
他们不仅不敬畏神，反而去拜偶像，侍奉假神。
They not only lack the fear of God, but also worship idols.
而且在那个时候，他们极力逼迫侍奉耶和华的先知。
And they even persecuted the prophets who served the Lord.
但就是在那个不以神为神的年代，神兴起了以利沙，最后成为他的先知。
Just in that godless era.God raised up Elisha as his prophet to convey the message.
他来把神的旨意、神的心意向当时的百姓来传递。
So he conveyed the message and his will to God's people.
我们看到这是一个过程。
We see that this is a process.
我们看到以利沙经过许多在以利亚身边学习的日子，到那一日，他可以自己承担起神在地上的见证。
After many years of learning from Elijah, Elisha was empowered to carry the testimony of the Lord.
所以我们可以说以利沙是一个不断的成长，最终长大成人的人。
So we can see that Elisha was constantly growing and eventually a fully grown man.
所以下面我们要从以利沙的身上来看一个长大的成人的长大成人的人，他有什么特点。
So let's explore the characteristics of Elisha, who is a fully grown man.
通过这些特点来帮助我们来思想，我们是不是一个长大成人的人？我们是要在哪些地方需要更加的努力，能够得以长大成人？
Through these traits, we can assess whether we are also a fully grown man and also identify which areas we need to make more effort on.
首先，一个长大成人的人是一个能持守神呼召的人。
So first of all, a fully grown man is someone who can keep God's calling.
圣经中第一次提到以利沙的时候是在列王记上十九章。
The first time Elisha was mentioned in the Bible was in 1 Kings chapter 19.
那里说到有一天以利亚到以利沙那里去召他。
It says Elijah went to Elisha.
以利沙就马上告别他的父母，起身跟随了以利亚服侍他。
Elisha bid farewell to his parents and followed Elijah.
在那一天，以利沙蒙了神的呼召，起来跟随了以利亚。他撇下了他的工作，他辞别了他的父母，来跟随以利亚。
So on that day, Elisha left his job and also his parents so that he could follow Elijah.
这是以利沙蒙召的起头。
And that was the beginning of Elisha's being called.
之后经过许多的年日，以利沙再次出现在圣经当中，就是我们开始念的《列王记下》第二章。
Many years later, when Elisha showed up again in the Bible, was the verses that we just read in 2 Kings.
就是耶和华要接以利亚升天的时候。
And that's when Elijah was to be taken up to heaven.
圣经说到耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。
It says in the Bible, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal.
那时候以利亚对以利沙说，耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等等候。
Elijah said to Elisha, Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel.
以利沙回答说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是他们两个人就下到伯特利。
But Elisha said, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel.
其实我们知道这个同样的对话不仅发生在吉甲也发生在伯特利同样这个对话也发生在耶利哥
As we remember, the same conversation happened not only in Gilgal, but also in Bethel and Jericho.
这一站好像又一站当以利亚重复地提出同样的建议你可以在这里等候你可以在这里等候
From place to place, Elijah repeatedly proposed the same thing. Stay here, stay here.
但以利沙却是同样的回答我必不离开你我必不离开你
But Elijah's response was the same each time. I will not leave you. I will not leave you.
这是一个蒙召并且能够来持守呼召的人
This is a man who was called and kept holding on to the calling.
以利沙不仅开始的时候能撇下一切来跟随以利亚，而且从此以后他就能够一直的跟随。
Elisha not only could leave all things behind to follow Elijah, but also continue following him.
他只有一个心志，就是跟随以利亚的脚踪。
He has only one purpose, which is to follow the footsteps of Elijah.
从当初门招一直跟随，来到吉甲，来到伯特利，来到耶利哥，来到约旦河，他可以一直的跟随，没有离开过以利亚。
From the very first calling, Elisha was able to follow Elijah to Gilgal, to Bethel, to Jericho, and all the way to Jordan River. He never left Elijah.
长大成人。就是我们不仅知道神的呼召来答应这个呼召而且我们要能够一直的持守住这个呼召
Becoming a fully grown man means not only knowing God's calling and responding to it but also continually holding on to that calling
这是我们生命成熟的一个表现
And this is an expression of a mature life
我们每一个人蒙恩得救的时候都蒙了同一个呼召就是跟随耶稣
When we were saved by grace, we also received the same calling, which is to follow Jesus.
当我们在地上的日子一天一天的过去，我们是不是还在紧紧的跟随耶稣呢？
As our days on earth pass, are we still following closely, our Lord?
当我们遇到一个又一个的环境时，我们生活当中的一站又一站的时候，我们是不是还能再紧紧的跟随耶稣呢？
When we face various situations, when we move from place to place, are we still closely following Jesus?
我们有没有随着时间、随着生活、随着环境的改变，我们跟随主的这样一个心也改变了呢？
With the passage of time and the changes in life and environment, are we or have we changed our hearts in following the Lord?
在开始我们所读的圣经当中，我们看到当时除了以利沙，还有其他的先知门徒。
At that time, apart from Elisha, there are also other disciples.
我想他们应该也是应该像以利沙一样跟随那个世代神大大使用的先知以利亚的。
I believe they were also the disciples who were used greatly by God, just like Elijah.
我们看到有住在伯特利的先知门徒。
You can see there are disciples and prophets living in Bethel.
有住在耶利哥的先知门徒
and also the disciples of the prophets living in Jericho
但这些先知门徒却没有来跟随以利亚
but these disciples did not come to follow Elijah
他们可能当初一样像以利沙一样蒙了呼召
they might have responded to the calling just like Elisha
但在每一个地方我们都看见一些蒙了呼召的先知门徒就停留在了那里
But at each place, we can see that those disciples stay there.
我们看到可能有停留在他起初蒙召地方的先知门徒。
We can see that some disciples might have stayed at the very initial place where they received the calling.
我们有看到有停留在伯特利的先知门徒。
We can also see some stay in Bethel.
也有停留在耶利哥的先知门徒。
And some stay in Jericho.
停在伯特利的先知门徒可能觉得伯特利就已经非常满足了。
For those who stay in Bethel, they might have find satisfaction in Bethel.
停留在耶利哥的门徒也觉得在耶利哥就非常的好了。
Staying at Jericho, they might have also find satisfaction in Jericho.
就不再需要继续的往前，不再需要紧紧跟随了。
so that they don't feel like they need to follow closely.
所以我们看到在每一个地方都能看见有一班先知门徒就这样停留在了那里。
So we see that at each place, there's a group of prophets and disciples who stop and stay.
我们也要来省察我们自己，我是不是停留在伯特利的先知门徒中的一个。
We should also examine ourselves. Am I one of those who stay in Bethel?
我是不是停留在耶利哥的先知门徒中的一个？
Am I one of those who disciples who stay in Jericho?
还是我仍然像以利沙一样，仍然在一直的追求，仍然是紧紧跟随主的门徒？
Or am I like Elisha, who continually pursue and closely follow the Lord?
我们不要因为有了伯特利的经历，就停留在了伯特利。
We should not stay in Bethel just because we had an experience there.
我们喜欢耶利哥的经历，就停留在了耶利哥。
Or stay in Jericho just because we like the experience there.
而不是再继续的往前，不再的紧紧的跟随。
We should not cease following and pursuing.
以利沙为什么他没有停留，反而能够来继续的跟紧紧跟随，不离开以利亚呢？
Why was Elisha able to follow closely and not stay behind?
我们知道不是因为以利亚这个人有多伟大。
We know that it wasn't because Elijah was a great man.
我们都知道以利亚是一个与我们有一样性情的人，他也有很多的软弱。
In fact, we know that Elijah also had the same temperament just like us. He also had weaknesses.
但以利沙所跟随的不是以利亚这个人，而是以利亚的神。
But Elisha did not follow Elijah, this person. Instead, he followed the God of Elijah.
所以以利沙他可以紧紧地跟随。
Therefore, Elisha was able to follow closely.
我们人是会让人失望的，但是我们的神是不会让人失望。
Man might disappoint, but God never disappoint.
一个长大成人的人是一个能够来持守神呼召的人。
A fully grown man is someone who can keep God's calling.
是一个不会停留和满足的人。
Who doesn't stay and feel satisfied.
而是一个能紧紧跟随主一直到底的人。
But someone who's able to continuously follow the Lord until the end.
第二，一个长大成人的人是一个能起来走道路的人。
Secondly, a fully grown man is someone who can walk the path.
我们不仅要知道并持守我们所蒙的呼召，我们所追求的目标。
We should not only know and uphold the calling, but also the goals we have received.
而且我们也要知道达到这个目标的道路。
We should also be aware of the path to reach these goals.
并且愿意走在这条道路上。
And be willing to walk on this path.
所以这里圣经让我们看见以利沙跟随以利亚所走的道路。
So here the Bible shows us the path that Elisha walked on.
这也是我们每一个要长大成人的人所要走的道路。
And this is the same path that every person who wants to grow into maturity must walk.
我们也看到这条道路是完全出于我们自己的甘愿，是完全我们自己的选择。
And we should also know that walking this path is voluntary and also out of our own choice.
就像当时的以利沙，他可以选择停留在原地等候。
Just like Elisha, he could have chosen to stay and wait.
但我们看到他的选择是甘心乐意的跟随以利亚来走这条道路。
However, we see that he willingly chose to follow Elijah on this path.
我们首先看到他们从吉甲动身。
First, we see that it set out from Gilgal.
大部分人都同意这个吉甲就是以前约书亚带领以色列百姓过了约旦河之后他们第一个安营的地方。
Most of us might remember that Gilgal is the first camping place after Joshua led the Israelites across the Jordan River.
在那里所有在旷野里出生的以色列人都受了割礼。
At Gilgal, all the Israelites born in the wilderness underwent circumcision.
割礼说到除去我们人的肉体。
Circumcision signifies the removal of flesh.
一个没有长大的人，一个小孩子最大的特点就是活在肉体中。
A person who has not grown up, a child, his or her main characteristics is living in the flesh.
想自己要什么就要什么，想自己做什么就做什么。想什么时候做就什么时候做。
getting what he wants and doing what he wants and doing when he wants.
而一个长大成的人，长大成人的人，他的肉体是被对付过的，他不会再体贴自己的肉体。
However, a fully grown man has dealt with his flesh and no longer yields to the flesh, allowing it to make decisions.
他不会再让我们的肉体来为我们做决定。
He will not allow the flesh to make decisions for him.
所以我们必须要有极假的经历，必须要从极假动身，除去肉体。
Therefore, we must have the experience of Gilgal. We must set out from Gilgal.
而且当时以色列人从基甲开始，他们就不再有玛拿了。
Also, the Israelites, starting from Gilgal, they stopped having manna.
而是要来吃迦南地的出产。
Instead, they ate the produce of the land of Canaan.
所以有了基甲的经历，我们就不再是只能吃奶的人了。而是长大成人能吃干粮的人。
So with the experience of Gilgal, we no longer rely on the milk, but also are able to take the solid food.
能够来自己分辨神的旨意。
And we are able to discern God's will.
所以一个长大成人的人，他要走的路要有极假的经历，要走对付肉体的道路，走吃干粮的道路。
A fully grown man must have the experience of Gilgal, walking the path of dealing with the flesh, walking the path of eating solid food.
离开基甲，以利亚跟以利沙他们就来到了伯特利。
After leaving Gilgal, they arrived at Bethel.
伯特利是神的家，是与神交通的地方。
Bethel is the house of God, a place of communion with God.
伯特利也是当初亚伯拉罕筑坛的地方。
Bethel is also the place where Abraham built an altar before.
祭坛就是与神交通。
The altar represents communion with God.
我们能与神交通，能看见什么是神真正的家，我们需要有伯特利的经历。
To commune with God, to see what's truly God's house, we need to have the experience of Bethel.
祭坛就说到奉献，又说到烧敬。
When we talk about altar, we talk about dedication and burning up.
说到我们要有被烧尽的经历。
We also talk about experiencing being consumed.
这是一条奉献的道路，是一条舍己的道路。
And this is a path of consecration and self-sacrificing.
通过我们开始所读的圣经，我们知道以利亚、以利沙他们最后要去的地方是约旦河。
We know that Elisha and Elijah were ultimately heading to the Jordan River.
如果我们了解一下地理位置的话，就会发现基甲和耶利哥都非常靠近约旦河。
If we know the geography, we know that Gilgal and Jericho are very close to Jordan River.
而伯特利则是远离约旦河的一个地方。
But Bethel was far from Jordan River.
既然知道最后要到约旦河，为什么还要绕到远处的伯特利去呢？
Since they knew that Bethel was far from Jordan River, why did they detour and go to Bethel?
为什么我们不就等在约旦河，就等着升天吗？
Why can they just stay at the Jordan at the banks of the Jordan River and wait for the ascension?
但以利亚跟以利沙却不是这样，他们愿意付上代价去到伯特利。
But Elijah and Elisha were not like that. They were willing to pay the price to go to Bethel.
他们拣选的是一条舍己奉献的道路。
They chose the path that's the path of self-sacrifice.
只有经过舍己，经过奉献，他们才会与神有真正的交通。
Only through dedication and self-sacrifice, they can have the real communion with God.
他们才会真正的看见敞开的天。
They can truly see an open heaven.
一个长大成人的人要有伯特利的经历，走奉献舍己的道路。
A fully grown man must have the experience of Bethel, walking the path of dedication and self-sacrifice.
接着他们来到了耶利哥。
Next, they came to Jericho.
我们知道耶利哥城是以色列百姓与仇敌征战的地方。
We know that the city of Jericho was a place where the Israelites fought against the enemies.
耶利哥城就代表着仇敌工作的地方，所以是被神咒诅的地方。
Jericho represents the place where the enemy works, therefore it's a place cursed by God.
耶利哥的经历说到，我们要能够先来认识仇敌的工作，才能胜过仇敌。
The experience of Jericho tells us that we must first understand the work of the enemies so that we can overcome the enemies.
我们要清楚地知道到底仇敌的工作是什么。
We must clearly know what the work of the enemy is.
仇敌的工作无非就是要来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The enemy's work is nothing but stealing, killing, and destroying.
仇敌的工作就是要来偷窃神的荣耀，杀害神的生命，毁坏神的见证。
The work of the enemy is to steal God's glory, kill God's life, and destroy God's testimony.
所以我们一定要有耶利哥的经历，能够来分辨仇敌要在神百姓当中的工作。
So we must have the experience of Jericho, being able to discern the enemy's work among God's people.
仇敌可以借着许许多多的方法，把偷窃、杀害和毁坏带到我们的当中。
In many different ways, the enemy can bring theft, killing, and destruction into our midst.
只有我们能够来分辨仇敌的这些诡计，我们才能来败坏仇敌的这些诡计。
Only when we can discern the enemy's schemes, we can overcome them.
这个就叫得胜。
And this is victory.
比如我们知道，仇敌可以借着发生的很多的事情来破坏基督身体的合一。
For example, we know that the enemy can use many different things to destroy the unity of the body of Christ.
我们能不能分辨仇敌的这个破坏的工作在我们的当中呢？
Can we discern the enemy's work of destruction among us?
我们有没有来败坏仇敌的这个诡计呢？
Have we disrupted the enemy's schemes?
所以我们不是来问这个人到底对不对，我们来那件事情解决到底行不行。
So we're not here to ask if this person is right or that solution is correct.
我们而是要来竭力地保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Instead, we must strive to maintain the unity given by the Holy Spirit.
如果是这样，我们就是得胜。
If we can do this, we will be victorious.
一个长大成人的人要有耶利哥的经历，要能分辨认识仇敌的工作，走胜过仇敌的道路。
A fully grown man must have the experience of Jericho, being able to recognize and discern the work of the enemy, walking the path of victory over the enemy.
最后，以利亚和以利沙一同来到了约旦河，他们一同经过约旦河。这个是有说到死而复活的经历。
Finally, Elijah and Elisha came to the Jordan River and crossed over together, and this is the experience of death and resurrection.
只有经过死而复活，我们才能看见升天。
Only through the death and resurrection we can see the ascension.
只有经过死而复活，我们才能看见天上的荣耀。
Only through death and resurrection can we see the glory of heaven.
因为只有死而复活，我们才会来羡慕这个荣耀的盼望。
Only through the death and resurrection can we desire the glorious hope.
而且只有经过死而复活，才能带下圣灵。
And only through death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit can be brought down.
圣灵只能降在一个充满复活生命的人的身上。
The Holy Spirit can only descend upon a person filled with resurrected life.
一个长大成人的人要有过约旦河的经历，走经过死亡得复活生命的道路。
A fully grown man must have the experience of Jericho and walk the path of death and resurrection.
神呼召我们来跟从他，来跟从他走这条不容易的窄路。
God calls us to follow him, to walk this narrow and challenging way.
可能许多人因为这条艰难的道路，他就退去了，就停止不前了。
Many people may withdraw or stop.
但愿我们没有退后，没有停住，我们仍是紧紧地跟随。
But may we continue to follow closely without stopping.
当主来问我们，你们也要退去吗？
When the Lord came to ask us, are you going to withdraw?
我们可以回答我们的主。
We may answer our Lord.
我们没有其他的地方可以去。
We have no other place to go.
我们没有其他的道路可以走。
We have no other path to walk.
一个长大成人的人是一个能够来起来走道路的人。
A fully grown man is someone who can rise and walk the path.
第三，一个长大成人的人，也是一个能接续的人。
Thirdly, a fully grown man is also someone who can carry on.
当初以利沙被神呼召，就是要来接续以利亚的。
When Elisha was initially called by God, he was called to succeed Elijah.
当以利亚要被接升天，要离开地上的时候，以利沙是不是准备好了呢？
When Elijah was about to be taken up to heaven, was Elisha ready?
当时先知门徒都来问以利沙，耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？
When the disciples of the prophets came to ask Elijah, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master?
他们来问以利沙，你知道不知道？
They came to ask Elijah, do you know it or not?
今天同样的问题也在问我们每一个人。
Today the same question is for every single one of us.
当我们前面一代要过去要离开，我们知道不知道？
When the previous generation is about to pass, do we know it or not?
当我们这一代要过去要离开，我们当中的下一代知道不知道？
When our current generation is about to pass, does the next generation know it or not?
神在我们当中的工作是世世代代的工作。
God's work among us is work from generation to generation.
这世世代代不是关乎时间，而是关乎一代一代的人。
This generational aspect is not about time, but about the people.
当一个世代过去，下一个世代是不是还在神的工作中？
When one generation passes, is the next generation still in God's work?
是不是还在神的旨意的当中？
Still in God's will,
是不是还走在神的道路上？
And still walking on God's path.
四世纪第二章中，第二章当中有一句话说。
There's a verse in the book of Judges, in chapter 2.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，他们不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up.Who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。
Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
当约书亚那个世代的人离开了，另一个世代的以色列人就不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
When the generation of Joshua passed, the next generation did not know about God or the works that he had done for Israel.
因着他们不认识耶和华，不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事，他们就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Because they did not know God and in the work he had done among the Israelites, they did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
而一个长大成人的人是知道耶和华的，是知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事的。
A fully grown man knows God and knows the work that he had done for his people.
一个长大成人的人是知道他要来接续的。
A fully grown man knows he is to succeed and carry on.
他知道他是要来接续神的见证。
He knows that he is to come to carry on God's testimony.
就如以利沙所回答的一样，我知道。
Just as Elisha answered, I know.
以利沙知道有一天他的师父以利亚要离开的时候，没有人他可以再来依靠。
Elisha knew that one day when his master Elijah passed, he would have no one else to rely on.
没有人他才可以来带领他。
And no one else who can lead him.
他要独自一个人，独自一个人走下去，继续的往前。
He'll be alone, continuing to walk forward alone.
以前是两个人站在约旦河边。现在是以利沙他一个人要站在约旦河边。
It used to be two people standing by the Jordan River. Now Elijah will be the only one standing by the Jordan River.
以前是两个人到耶利哥，现在是以利沙一个人要来到耶利哥，他要一个人要面对处理耶利哥城恶劣的水质。
It used to be two people coming to the city of Jericho, but now it's only Elijah who comes to Jericho andhad to deal with the poor water quality.
以前是两个人往伯特利去， 现在是以利沙一个人要上伯特利，他要自己独自来面对人的嘲笑。
It used to be two people heading to Bethel, but now Elisha will have to go up to Bethel alone and face the mockery of people by himself.
所以一个长大成的人是要能够独自一个人来面对许多的事情。
So a fully grown man is someone who can face many things alone.
跟大家分享一件很小的事情。
Just to share a small thing.
可能有些弟兄姐妹知道我是我们教会诗班当中的一员。
Many people might know that I'm a member of our church's choir.
我们在一些特别的聚会前，我们的诗班会一起排练，会一起练习。
Before some special gatherings, our choir will have the rehearsal time.
我们都会有分部啊，有分部的话，我们都会很多时间都会分开的练习。
We have different vocal portions and parts, so that we can have different practices.
我是唱低音的。
I sing bass.
君凯弟兄是负责我们低音排练的。
And Brother Jack is in charge of the practice and rehearsal for bass.
弟兄是非常负责的一个人。
Our brother is very responsible.
有时我们在那个男低音在一起唱的时候，我们都觉得唱得不错了。
Sometimes when we sing all together, we thought that we were singing very well.
但弟兄会要我们一个一个的人照着谱子，在没有伴奏的情况下面唱给他听。
But our brother will ask us to sing one by one, just according to the music sheet, without the accompaniment.
男低音没有伴奏是很难唱的。
Singing bass without accompaniment is difficult.
因为一个一个唱是没有办法来借音的。
Because singing one by one, will not give us the opportunity to reference the pitch.
但当我们能够来一个一个的唱，这就说明了我们已经完全真正的掌握了会唱了。
But once we go through the process, singing one by one, then we are able to have the full grasp of it.
以利沙知道他是要来接续以利亚的。
Elisha knew that he was to come to succeed Elijah.
他是要独自一个人在以色列国中做先知的。
And he would be the prophet on his own in the land of Israel.
当时以色列国外面有很多的仇敌要来攻击，要来侵吞他们。
At that time, there were many enemies outside of Israel planning to attack and conquer them.
以色列国内也充满着偶像，在败坏的混乱的光景中。
And even internally, the land of Israel was filled with idols.
但以利沙知道，他就是要在这样的国中来接续以利亚来做先知，来接续成为神忠心的见证人。
But Elisha knew that he had to succeed Elijah in such a nation, becoming a faithful witness for God.
正因为他心中有这个沉重的一个负担感觉，当以利亚被接上升的时候，以利沙会高声呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。”
Just because of the heavy burden on his heart, when Elijah was taken up, Elisha cried out loudly, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
以利沙知道他是要来接续以利亚，来成为以色列的战车马兵。
Elisha knew that he was to succeed Elijah and become the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
今天神也来问我们，我们知不知道我们是要来接续成为以色列的战车马兵。
Today, God is asking us whether or not we know that we are to succeed and become the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
我们知不知道，当我们的下一代过去之后，我们要成为我们这个世代的战车马兵？
Do we know that after the previous generation passes, we are to become a chariot and horsemen of our generation?
愿今天神再一次把这个沉重但是荣耀的这样的负担和托付放在每一个神儿女的心中。
May God once again place this heavy yet glorious burden in the hearts of each one of us.
当神还给我们时的时候，我们能够像以利沙一样殷勤的预备。
When we still have time, may we diligently prepare ourselves.
直到那一日，我们能够来成为我们这个世代的战车马兵。
until the day when we all become the chariots and horsemen of this generation.
都能够来成为一个长大成人的人，一个能接续的人。
And each becoming a mature individual, one who can carry on the work.
弟兄姐妹，神赐给我们生命，让我们生命成长，叫我们得以长大成人。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us life, allowing our lives to grow and mature.
这是神对我们心中的一个意念和呼召。
And this has been God's desire and calling to us.
以利沙给我们看到，他是一个能答应这个呼召并持守这个呼召的人。
And we can see from Elijah that he is the man who can who responded to the calling and kept holding on to the calling.
他没有停下，他没有退后，而是不断的往前。
He did not stop, nor did he retreat. Instead, he continued to move forward.
以利沙是一个能走道路的人，他能够来经过吉甲来对付肉体，他能够来经过伯特利走舍己奉献的道路，他能够经过耶利哥能够胜过仇敌，他也能够来经过约旦河得着死而复活的生命。
Elijah was someone who can walk on the path. He could pass through Gilgal to deal with the flesh, go through Bethel to walk the path of self-sacrifice, overcome Jericho to triumph over the enemy.
以利沙也是一个能够接续的人，能够像以利亚一样成为以色列的战车马兵。
Elijah was also someone who could succeed. He could become the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
以利沙是一个得以长大成人的人。
Elisha was a fully grown man.
他之所以能够最后长大成人，能够来接续以利亚，是因为他心中所求的。
The reason why he could mature and eventually succeed Elijah was because of what he was seeking in his heart.
他没有来求要得着以利亚的能力，他没有 来求要得着以利亚的胆量，他也没有来求要得着以利亚的信心。
He did not seek to obtain Elijah's power, courage, and faith.
以利沙所求的是感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
What he was seeking was that, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit.
我相信他所求的不是叫他有双倍的能力，可以比以利亚多行一倍的神迹奇事。
I believe that what he saw was not merely to have twice the power to perform miracles.
以利沙所求的是他能够来继承感动以利亚的同一个灵。
What he was seeking was to inherit the same spirit that moved Elijah.
双倍是长子承受产业的权利。
A double portion is the right of the firstborn to inherit the family estate.
以利沙他要像承受产业的长子一样来得着同一个灵。
Elijah wanted to receive the same spirit like the firstborn received the estate.
只有得着的以利亚的灵，他才能来接续以利亚。
Only with the same spirit he could succeed Elijah.
这也是今天我们每一个要长大成的人所要祈求的。
And this is what each of one of us who needs to desire to grow.
我们也要来祈求，愿感动以利亚的灵也加倍的感动我们每一个人。
We also need to pray for the same spirit that moved Elijah to also move us doubly.
叫主的灵能够加倍的感动我们。
May the Lord's Spirit move us so that we can doubly.
使我们能够来长大成人。
So that we can become a fully grown man.
以利沙得到了这个灵，他就不再寻找以利亚了，他就能够来独自站在约旦河边。
After he received the Spirit, Elisha was not seeking, was no longer seeking Elijah. He stood alone by the Jordan River.
他就可以勇敢地开口说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？
He could declare bravely, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
以利亚会离去，但以利亚的神不会离去。
Elijah could depart, but the God of Elijah will never depart.
以利亚的神就是以利沙的神，也是我们每一个人的神。
The God of Elijah is also the God of Elisha, also the God of us.
是我们的神来帮助我们， 在各样的环境当中，我们都有勇气来宣告耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？
It is our God who helps us to have the courage and declare, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
因为我们靠着我们的神加给我们的力量，靠着与我们同在的神，我们能得以长大成人。
May we rely on our God who strengthens us, rely on God who's with us, so that we can all grow into maturity.
低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你何等的愿意要把你的旨意启示给我们，叫我们在世上不是做一个糊涂人。
And we are willing to see the revelation from you, so that we may live on this earth with the wisdom.
你要我们能够得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
You want us to grow and to the fullness of Christ.
愿意我们都能够来走在你这个旨意的道路上面，让我们的生命能够来成长，直到成熟。
May we all walk on this path and our life to mature and grow to become a fully grown man.
我们实在是求你感动以利亚、以利沙的灵，今天能够来感动我们。
May you also touch us with the same spirit that you have on Elijah and Elisha.
我们也来求当初帮助以利亚、以利沙的神，今天也来帮助我们。
And we also ask that the same God who helped Elijah and Elisha to help us today as well.
好让我们在这个世代的当中能够来承接你的见证。
So that we can carry on the testimony in this generation.
让我们也能够来成为这个世代的战车马兵。
And we can also become the chariots and horsemen of this generation.
让我们能够来成为一个长大成人的人。
So that we can all become the fully grown man.
我们感谢你，愿你的旨意成就。
We thank you. May your will be accomplished.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.